do believe we've reached 5:30 now, so we will call the special meeting of the Los Osos Community Services District Board of Directors for Tuesday, January 24th, 2023 to order. Join me with the flag salute, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, before we get underway, per the requirements of Assembly Bill 2449, and because of the short noticing requirements for a special meeting, Director Womack is requesting to participate remotely for just cause. Do we have any objections to that from the board?
No.
No. Okay. Not really an agenda item. I don't need public comment, I guess.
Go ahead with roll call here.
Okay, we'll do roll call then.
All right, Director Forcroy.
I'm here.
Director Gatchell.
Here.
Director Womack.
Present.
Vice President Ohilski.
Present.
President Sesenia.
I'm here. Okay, with that, we'll move on to agenda item 2A, general action items, review of the emergency contracting procedures per public contract code 22050. Recommend the board adopt resolution 2023-05, approving the continuation of the emergency public contract code provisions. This is just to give Ron the authority to keep the dumpsters, containers, and everything rolling.
And this is to remain consistent with the public contract code during an emergency.
So I don't think we need a whole lot more board discussion. I mean, if anyone has questions or anything, we'll entertain that. Then we'll go to public comment for agenda item 2A.
If you'd like to make a public comment and you're on your phone, please raise your hand. If you're online, raise your hand. And if you're in the boardroom, please come up to the podium. There's no public comment online.
Well, yeah. Okay, here in the room, just for this agenda.
I agree. Becky McFarland. We had talked some about getting the street sweeper out to visit court, and I don't know how that worked, if that's considered part of the emergency cleanup, because now we have dust blowing all over the place up there. But yeah, it's been great having the roll off. They're going to be needed. At some point, there's going to be need to be picked up yet. And it's a question with my comment is, how is that scheduled and who do we talk to about?
These are maybe better addressed in the next agenda item, an update on the incident and what's going on. Do you have a comment on the emergency contract procedure? Should we or should we not proceed?
You should proceed.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just want to make sure that.
Thank you.
Coming back.
Okay. With that, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll move. I recommend the board adopt resolution 2023-05, reaffirming the delegation of authority to the general manager or his designee. Pursuant to public contract code section 2205 subsection B, to enter into emergency public works contracts.
I second that motion.
There was a second from Troy that I saw first. Could we have a roll call vote, please, Laura?
Vice President Ohilski.
Yes.
Director Gatchell.
Yes.
Director Forcroy.
Yes.
Director Womack.
Yes.
President Sesenia.
Yes. Okay, that passes unanimously. We'll move on to agenda item 2B, an update on the Vista de Oro incident. There is a staff recommendation. Did you put this report at the back of the room?
Yes, there's agendas okay. Back there.
Copies of that back there.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Munns.
Yeah, they're right by the door at the top there. Thank you. This is a continuation of the last couple of meetings that we've had. We've been at each meeting recapping what has happened and then updating if any new information. I'm not going to go back into a recap because we kind of did that. Nothing's really changed on the ground since then. I did want to add a few things. since our January 17th meeting. Of course, our volunteers continue to assist residents on Vista Court and Montana Way, which we're very grateful for. There are more community fundraising activities continuing, again, that we're very grateful for. Some of the newer things, the FEMA Disaster Survival Assistance Team went door to door through the neighborhood, trying to get a feel for what immediate assistance people needed and if there were any unmet needs. That there's, I think, three teams of two that were up there. Red Cross did tour the neighborhood, again, assessing needs. I'm not sure, I saw them up there on Sunday. I'm not sure if they're there. Saturday I was up there in the afternoon, but didn't see any. So I assume it was on Sunday.
Ron, could I just add something to that? The Red Cross has opened a facility at the community center in Morro Bay for people to stay
Great.
At now.
Thank you.
Did that just close today? Close? They've had one open for a couple of days, and I thought that they just closed the one at the community center, Morro Bay Community Center. I think it closed today.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, I think it did. Okay. Check on that.
Anyways, it's a possibility.
Yeah.
We did have the district's insurance carrier that sent a third-party civil engineer to evaluate the breach up at the basin. We'll receive a report from that, I'm hoping, within a week, maybe 2 weeks. Then we had the insurance adjuster going house to house to assess damage. I want to shout out to People Helping People. Of course, they're one of our local nonprofits. They've been providing immediate financial relief to several homeowners up there, and they'll continue that into the future. The district was able to submit the first round of paperwork that was due on Friday, so I had to act quickly to get a cost for the temporary repair and then also for the emergency repair on the basin wall. So those have been submitted, both Cal OES and FEMA. The state and county are establishing debris removal locations, and they did offer support for the district's effort for our roll-offs on Vista Court, but mostly for monitoring. There's a requirement for reimbursement from FEMA that you have to have a on-site monitor saying what's going into those, and not only from what's going in, if it actually goes to the landfill and is separated. I don't have a lot of hope for reimbursement for that part of our operation. And then finally, the FEMA and Cal OES opened their disaster recovery center today at noon. They're going to be open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Building on Grand Avenue in San Luis Obispo. It'll include representatives from these departments, County Behavioral Health, Environmental Health, Planning, Building, DMV, IRS, Insurance Services, Legal Assistance, whole host of services that they wanted it to be a one-stop shop for residents with questions and in need of assistance. Also, if you need transportation, you can call a number. I have, there's two different brochures with about the same information that are by the door as well. So if you want to grab those on your way out, it explains everything I just covered here. But you can get transportation to the facility or to the center. So with that, that's my update, and I can answer any questions for the board or the public.
We have any questions from board? Other than the obvious, you know, how long, but I don't think there's any answer.
No answers
for those kind of things yet. No, we're weeks and weeks away from knowing that. Well, in that case, let's go to public comment for agenda item 2B, the update on the Vista de Oro incident.
Ron, can you please make sure the microphone for public comment is on? If you'd like to make a public comment and you're online, please raise your hand. And if you're in the boardroom, please come up to the podium. We'll take boardroom public comment first.
Thank you.
Should I go ahead? Yes. I'm in at Shaley, and I've been one of the volunteers coordinating up on Vista Court, and I last week shared that I was going to need someone who could take over what I was doing, and I'm happy to report that while a few of us were voluntarily jumping in, doing what we could for the first 2 weeks. Now there's a group that's coalescing of, or I should say it's a coalition of people who are going to be moving forward in a much more organized fashion, who are going to be able to create spreadsheets and have all kinds of information to share. So I'm feeling really confident about how that's proceeding forward. Within a couple of days, there will be a phone number people can call. There will be a website, I believe, and there will be an email address where people will be able to communicate offers that they have, and those will be organized and communicated to the proper people. So I just want to say I'm really feeling pleased about how that's moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Annette.
Any other public comment here in the room?
Becky McFarland. There's a lot of update, you know, per each property up there. People are still removing drywall. There's been reports that if they hadn't been remodeled recently, that some have asbestos in them and it's being put into dumpsters. And so I don't know if someone from somewhere is supposed to be monitoring what's going into the dumpsters as to whether it has asbestos or not. So just a concern there. Also, more dirt is coming out and it's being piled on the street. And I've had to move piles a couple of times because we need the roll-offs coming in and out, but lots of contractors up there. So it's difficult to get equipment in there. And I guess it's a comment question is, how do we coordinate the big vehicles coming in and out with that many small vehicles there, or to get the street sweeper in? So just an update on that part. Amazing how well these people are holding together. I mean, it's daunting and every once in a while it bubbles out, but amazing volunteers are just showing up now and then, some right after work and staying till after dark. So thank you. A check. Sasanas, sweeper supreme. I had to move one pile of dirt and left a big pile in front of, you know, a mess. And he came and shoveled it and swept it. And I appreciate seeing you do that. Thank you.
Sure.
And we just add to her comment the question she asked in earlier about the street sweeping. Okay. All right.
Any other public comment here in the room?
Hi, I'm Liz Peterson. I don't know that I have very much more to tack on to what Annette said, except for all of the organizational questions and coordinating questions that go on up at Vista Court will be handled and funneled through one person, and information will be going out like tomorrow or the next day, but it is all being calculated at this point, and so that we can make sure that, you know, like there's kind of like a little bit of a project manager on site, always thinking about like, well, this person has a contractor coming in on this day and we need to get the roll-offs, you know, come on this day, and trash goes out on Thursdays and all of that. And so it is definitely being thought of, and that there's one point of contact for the homeowner. So they're getting, continuous correct information. And so I'll be going to the I know various homeowners are going tomorrow to the vets hall, but I'll be going there also to kind of get a little bit of the lay of the land, so that if there's a specific question that any homeowner has, I can say like, well, okay, go down there and this is what they have. And it's supposed to be a one-stop shop. I believe that's why Morro Bay's Red Cross closed down, is because they're all, it's just like going into a disaster mall kind of, and you'll be able to go directly to get your DMV, you know, renewed, or, you know, whatever got lost. It's just, It's just all in one space, and you'll be able to get any questions answered or drop off any information. And so they wanted it centrally located in San Luis Obispo. And so, and then the big thing is that just pertinent to what's going on now is that the FEMA inspector that's been coming out will be calling people ahead of time and making sure that he sets up a time. He's not the only person coming through. So homeowners don't need to just be sitting at their home. If he misses somebody, they're not going to leave town without visiting your home. And so they also are going by, like, they're getting more updates all the time as far as when people went onto the phone and got their number and got their information in, as far as when they're going to have their. So it's not like, oh, well, this neighbor got an inspection done and this neighbor got an inspection done and they haven't called me yet, I'm forgotten. It's just all kind of happening from, you know, as people get their information in. And then when he doesn't have necessarily all the homes in the area, and there will be definitely another inspector coming through. And so the Red Cross that came through on Sunday, they did to my understanding, they did a general inspection of the homes, and then they go through and they find out who they need to call to get more information as far as who will be getting some aid from them. And so it wasn't like a like if I wasn't home, I'm not getting any money. So basically, if anybody has any more questions on like who came through and who didn't, you know what, definitely come to me and call me, ask me any questions. And if you know of anybody that has any like emergent immediate needs and they are just too maybe hesitant to want to come forward, let me know and I will make sure that they get that need met within, you know, that emergent need met, you know, as well as possible right away. So we're working really hard to make sure that it's just like, again, a seamless process so that everybody kind of has a little bit, you know, less people knocking on doors and more calm in their houses. So that's all I have for now. And thank you.
Thank you, Liz. And I'd verify that the Red Cross does reach out. My sister got flooded out in Stanislaus County, moved in with her daughter, and the Red Cross called her at her daughter's house, and she had not left a phone number. Somehow they knew this house was occupied by this person, and they tracked her. Yes.
So I was just there.
Can you identify yourself, please?
Oh, sorry, Chuck.
Thank you. For the record.
It's Emily Miggins, and I'm your local Fire Safe Council rep. And I just happened to be up there. I heard Ron, because you asked Becky why I was with the Red Cross team. I was the only person that was up there at that moment. Becky was off to do a chore. So the way it works, and I've been through two natural, well, one man-made terrorism disaster, but it is a miracle how Red Cross works. So they found out, just for the record, about Los Osos, not from OES or any command chain, which is you would think would happen, but they found out just from other residents of Morro Bay when they were setting up their shelter that we had been impacted. This was a different team than the team that's local to SLO County. So she was from Georgia. Her name's Brooke Townsend. And she deployed with two volunteers from Morro Bay. And it was just as Chuck and Liz said, basically I escorted them around, but a lot of people weren't home. And it just, as Chuck just described, they just need an address. But what's a key learning point from this is that when you do have someone in charge like you guys were talking about earlier, because a lot of the homes, especially on Montana Way, look fine from the front. They wouldn't have known. And they declared Montana, except for that one house that's bagged in across the street. they identified it as their disaster assessment, complete disaster, because I took them, because I know the residents, like a lot of the other volunteers, around the backs of their homes so that they could see how the mud and water had infiltrated. So there'll be this miracle check. And I was always amazed, how the heck did they find me in New York City? How did they find me in San Francisco? They just do. They find you. You don't have to do anything. They buy you medication. They offered the residents medication, not reimbursement, but to actually take them to a drugstore to get them the medicine that they needed. And it's just a real incredible organization. So that happened. And much like FEMA, it's just going to show up in a beautiful little envelope with a red, and it's just a gift. And, you know, because people ask me, well, how much? And I don't know how much, but I can tell you, in 1993 dollars, I got 3,800. In 2001 dollars, I got about 5,000. So I'm sure they'll work on that. But I thank you.
Thank you. Any other in the room comments tonight?
Yes, my name is Gary Orbeck, and I was here at the last meeting, and I wanted to apologize a little bit to the board, because I was very skeptical of the fact that an insurance company was picking the person who would evaluate all this. And then I went home and I did my homework. I looked up who is the CSD's insurance carrier, and I found out that it was actually a nonprofit government created entity that was established in 1986. It's nonprofit. It covers all the CSDs that contract with it in the state of California and provides insurance. And then that they had hired the person to come do the adjusting was an independent person from a separate company. And when she came to my house, I was very impressed with her. And I was also impressed with the person that came from FEMA to look at my house. He had flown from Puerto Rico 15 hours to Sacramento, got a car, drove 5 hours, and then came. He happened to park in front of my house. So I feel a little better about the thing. And I think it probably would have been good, because most people don't know this. Who is the CSD's insurer? It's not some big company that is now denying people that, you know, any coverage, which I guess that's their right to do so, because if you don't have flood, they don't have to cover you. But I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
I would certainly say you haven't been out of line at all. Not a homeowner yet has been out of line.
Ernest Visconti on Montana Way. I don't really have much of a comment, but, you know, there's always surprising footage that comes out of YouTube. I mean, people are discovered on YouTube and whatnot, but there's someone, I don't know, Foxy, whoever, I don't know if you've seen that, that footage coming from the top of the street and then the water's coming down. Well, about an hour ago, he posted another one. It's from the backside of Montana Way, and it's absolutely fascinating if you just want to look at it, because it kind of shows it coming down Petcho and the whole angle and how it hit that whole corner. And anyway, it came out a little while ago, and it's fresh out, and no one would look for it. So take a look at that, because it's incredible. That's all I have to say.
There's something about watching a garage door bend and buckle and water come shooting out that relays that first video that got posted. Showed some of that tremendous power of the water, tremendous power. We're so lucky that no one was hurt. Any other in-room comments?
Can you make a second one?
Not tonight. I mean, a question maybe, but
that's actually a question.
Quickly.
Some people are asking about removing sandbags and filling in any channels that were dug to help water move. And that second rain that came through had water coming off the Anastasi property. and was going into yards. So I don't know who's supposed to direct people on whether they should keep sandbags if we get another atmospheric river, but that would be good to know. One last thing, I contacted Jeff Edwards about the Anastasi property because water is sheeting off of that. So yeah, who could answer that for the residents? Can we move the sandbags and fill the channels? Thank you.
Any online comments?
There's no public comment online.
No public comment online. Okay, thank you. Any weather prognosticators in the house that know if it's safe to remove sandbags? I don't know if we're through with winter yet. I just don't know. No, there's more rain on the way. I do know that. It'll come up. Liz, do you have anything in particular?
Just about like we're handling the sandbag issue. Because there is more heavy rain.
Yeah, I think it's a household by household situation. Yes, I mean, everyone's different, and
it is.
That's a homeowner's call.
Get that information.
Okay, thank you. That's a homeowner's call. Okay, street sweepers put in a request.
Can put in a request, but that's a county operation, and they'll make the call on that. The asbestos issue. Homeowners shouldn't be, if they are aware there's asbestos, they can't touch it. And a qualified contractor will have to remove it. Any contractor that removes asbestos without certification is in violation of their contractor license. So it's very important to understand that, that it's serious. And if we know there's asbestos up there, there needs to be a qualified contractor either identifying it if they're not qualified to remove it, but someone qualified to remove it.
Yeah, and if you suspect it may be asbestos, you have to cheat on the it is asbestos site and have somebody out there to test it.
Right. As far as the dirt piles, Hartzell Construction called me today. I guess they came through and got the piles that were there. They moved their front loader offsite because it had been sitting in the street there. And we will have dirt removal. We'll have to work that one out in the future, whether he comes back or we use CSD equipment to do that, because we have the equipment to do light loads. We just didn't have the type of equipment to move the volume that came out that first week. Vehicle access, boy, that's going to be a tough one. I know the way the roll-offs are in there. I've been trying to follow the roll-off quantity. This week I've had to actually do paperwork in the office, so I haven't seen how much is going in. But Mission Country Disposal, they'll do whatever we ask. If someone like Liz or someone could let me know if they're full or if they're not full, if they need to be moved, all that can be accommodated. It's just a matter of communication up there. I think that was it for questions. Yes.
Yeah. And as far as the Anastasi property, all we can do is just monitor. And if there were new channels cut as a currents from the breach, then maybe there's water coming, but that's just something we'll have to keep an eye on. I'd say winter is not over.
Right. Yeah. And you know, when right after on the Tuesday, or maybe it was Wednesday after the incident, hand crews were up there and they trenched to move the water away. So those trenches come probably halfway down that hill. So any water you're getting past there is just going to be your natural flow. I mean, the grass has been folded over, but the soil's intact. The root zones are there. When you get those kind of heavy rains, you're going to get water flow off that hill. So it's not really a matter of what, you know, the breach definitely caused issues, but the trenching and sandbagging up on that hill should alleviate any water from the upper part of the hill, making it down to the neighborhood.
Okay. With that, maybe one last little, I don't see a whole lot left on our agenda. Maybe we could just touch on some fundraisers that are coming up and some things like that, because I know Kiwanis has one planned for, I believe, the parking lot at Grocery Outlet. And that's the second Saturday of February. I'm not sure the date. But it's, I think, a barbecue sandwich and that kind of thing, food to go. I believe it's February 4th. February 4th. Okay, the first Saturday.
February 4th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay. And then at the community center later in February, apparently there's a dance party, fundraiser, silent auction being put together. That's toward the end of February, I believe. On the 26th, February 26th. I heard the Ale House might be doing something too, so stay tuned to their website. You know, yeah, we have giving people in this community. So with that, it's been another crazy week. Next week, we have a regularly scheduled board meeting on Thursday. So I don't believe we'll have an emergency meeting on Tuesday. We'll have our normal Thursday board meeting, and we'll give any updates that we can at that point. I don't know if that we'll have more information other than the day-to-day operation that's going on.
We'll track that. And if we, I have to have that agenda pack out by Friday. So it's really if we see something before Friday.
Okay. And I think if you could do an update like you did for today for that meeting, I think that would be helpful because people can, you know, they can get it online and not have to come in here. Not that I don't want them to come in, but that way they're able to get it on the internet. So
definitely.
Yeah. And hopefully there'll be some assistance from the site at the Vets Hall on Grand Avenue. I mean, driver's license, all those things.
Well, that will give us up
there. Yeah.
And okay. Again, just real quick, I can't emphasize if you need immediate assistance, people helping people is there to help.
Absolutely. Stepping up every day.
Stepping up.
Every day. Okay, if there are no further board comments, we'll go ahead and adjourn this meeting. Thank you, everyone.